School News Roll Call publication from Monrovia Unified School District. We have an article by Dr. Catherine Tharossian, Superintendent, as follows. Monrovia Unified fosters students' curiosity and strengthens their desires to become lifelong learners. We build on our students' foundation of knowledge with tools and skills that will enable them to pursue new avenues of discovery. Our schools took the opportunity to create excitement for learning by celebrating the district's 100th day of school. Each elementary school was filled with lively classroom and community activities to showcase student success and progress at the midway point of the school year. Monroe Elementary celebrated the day by hosting a Grandparents and Special Friends Day, with students reimagining themselves at 100 years old by dressing in shawls and sporting gray hair. Students shared color images of what they think they would look like when they turn 100 and gave tours of their campus to their grandparents and families. I like seeing everyone all dressed up for the day, and it was really fun to bring my aunt with me to school and show her what I do in class, fourth grader Presley Jones said. She wanted to visit and remember what it was like to be in elementary school because it's been a long time since she was a kid. Kindergarten students at Broad Oaks Elementary School painted 100 gumballs, found 100 objects in a picture, and strung together 100 pieces of cereal. Wild Rose Elementary School students participated in activities that involved counting to 100 and bringing collections of 100 items. Mayflower Elementary challenged students to read 100 books and write 100 words in one day. Plymouth students tried to find 100 pigs in their playgrounds based on the book Pigs in Hiding and matched the farm animal to a number line. They also held their 100th class meeting and said 100 hellos and built a wooden community block structure. At Monrovia Unified, we are committed to providing essential opportunities for our students to flourish in school and in our communities. I'm proud to represent a community that is so deeply invested in the success of our students. Thus ends Dr. Tharossian's article. We urge you to read the balance of our publication. There's a lot going on in our schools.